coming over to my place. That sounds almost tragic at this point. Welcome to the Dave Steering Show, sir. Doc, glad to have you.
Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
So, it strikes me as a major American holiday that is unofficial because we'll have to go to work the next day. And the battle of making the Super Bowl more of a day about eating than the actual game, in a lot of respects, has taken hold. From a nutritional standpoint, it's not just America's bad eating habits on one day out of the year the problem. Isn't it our buildup in an almost daily basis to really go crazy on Super Bowl Sunday that folks like you have to deal with?
Well, it's we do it every day, like you said. Now, Super Bowl Sunday is the second largest day of the year for calorie consumption. The first day is Thanksgiving in the United States. So we do overdo it, obviously, for Super Bowl. But we have an obesity epidemic and a sugar addiction in this country anyhow. So this is just one of the days where it really shows.
How did we get here?
Well, not to waste a lot of time, but we made a switch, I think it was in the 80s, and it was actually a very controversial switch, where we said that, made the decision that fat was bad and sugar was okay. And we switched from low-fat foods to sugary foods or foods that say low fat, because we said fat was bad for you. So they put in simple carbohydrates and things of that nature, and a lot of sugary type things and gluten and things like that. And we made the switch. When we made that switch is when the obesity epidemic started, and you could follow it on a graph that it went up, because what you should eat is a healthy, high-fat diet, a decent amount of protein, and low carbs. And that's not what most people eat.
Why is it then that even to this day, and we're speaking to Dr. Keith Cantor here on Dave's Steering Show, I do the grocery shopping at my house, and we have friends that get whole milk, and we get either skim or 2% milk, and the line comes back. If I was to show up at my place with whole milk, well, why'd you get it with all that fat? There's still a lot of confusion as to fats and sugars and carbs in the makeup of just a healthy diet, isn't there?
There is, and it's because some people still push, especially the food companies, they push quote, low-fat, high carb diet, and that's because that's where their money is. See, you have to remember, they're going to do what makes money. That's their job. We could complain all we want about it, but that's their job. And putting in sugar is cheaper than putting in fat. So that's what they do. Also, sugar is addicting. So when they'll always put in foods, and they have food technologists that do it, that specifically and purposely stimulate the opiate receptors, and without getting real sciencey on you, those are just clusters of cells that we have that release chemicals, and it gives a dopamine response, which is the pleasure neurotransmitter. And that way we eat more. That's where that commercial came from. I bet you can't just eat one.
Right.
So they try to make foods where we'll eat more.
So in other words, if I understand what you're saying, my preferred diet of a nice medium rare ribeye, a baked potato with sour cream, some bacon bits and chives, and maybe a garden salad with crumbled blue cheese bits, that's like a solid meal, if I understand what you're saying.
It's not a bad meal, except instead of sour cream, I would have real butter. Real butter, though, not the fake butter.
No. Oh, I even know the names of the cows.
That's right. And that's healthier for you. And there's nothing wrong with animal, meats, as long as you don't have too much, and as long as they're natural, because, you know, and they don't add stuff to it. All the additives, preservatives, dyes, and stuff like that.
Right. I've got a 17-year-old son who was an offensive and defensive lineman, so when I buy, for example, my proteins, I buy it in the whole growth and then hand-carve it to taste. We're speaking with Dr. Keith Kanter here on the Dave Steering Show. Tell me a little bit about the nutritional addiction eating and drinking program.
Well, what I started specializing in was how food, when I first started NAIN program, affects people that have substance abuse. What happens is people that are in, let's say, clinics, they don't have the availability of the drugs because they're in a clinic for 60, 90 days. But what the clinics do is they give them things like lots of sugar and caffeine and gluten and other things that have an opiate response. I make menus and a recipe. Well, really, other people make the recipes, but I make menus and that do not stimulate the opiate receptors, because otherwise, when they leave the clinics, we have an 85% relapse rate in the United States for the people, you know, that have drug problems. If you keep them off of stimulating the opiate receptors and get rid of the inflammation, internal inflammation, which you get from sugar and soda, alcohol and things like that, from acidic things, if you do those two things on a steady basis for the same 2-3 months, the relapse rate is less than 50%. Still way too high. But if you do a combination of the physical and the mental therapy, you have a much better response. And then it expanded because I was asked to, and I covered all the mental illnesses. And it's the same thing. Food and hydration affect all the different mental illnesses. I'll give you one quick example.
Well, I appreciate that, because as a nation with an addiction problem in multiple aspects, I have to tell you, you're the first person I've talked to on this show in years that has ever brought up the it's more than just seeing your therapist, more than just sitting in a group of people who know each other by their first names and then talk about what problems they have. No one has ever talked about the length of the meals consumed outside of the therapy sessions as being a contributing factor to a relapse.
You need both of them. I cover the physical aspect, and the therapists cover the mental aspect of it. And if they both work together, you have a much lower relapse rate, because if you keep stimulating the same things the drugs do, just a little weaker, and they have the same response, how hard is it to fall back on it? If they're not used to that response at all, you know, the opiate response and the dopamine response, it's a lot harder to go back into it, or a lot less likely to go back into it. And then I started to say, then they asked me to do it for mental illness. Well, almost every mental illness, there's some specific nutrients either missing or that we have too much of. Excuse me. I'll give you a quick example. Anxiety disorder. You know, lots of people that have anxiety disorder. Lots of your friends take pills for anxiety. But if you have anxiety, you need a therapist to figure out why you have it. But your body doesn't have enough serotonin, which is like the feel-good neurotransmitter. So give you menus that, and foods that have the building blocks of serotonin in it. And don't give you foods that have the stress, make stress more predominant, which releases cortisol and stops the serotonin. That makes the therapist's job easier.
Right. If someone is taking, drinking black coffee and they're taking an anti-anxiety medication like a Paxil or something equivalent of that, what you're saying is the coffee or anything else along that line may be counteracting any sort of anti-anxiety anti-anxiety benefits that Paxil or any other anti-anxiety drug could have.
It's making it harder.
Yes.
It's, you know, one cup of coffee isn't, you know, I believe in moderation. One cup of coffee isn't going to kill you. But if you have 8 cups, it's hard to be real relaxed. You know, if you're having that much coffee or caffeine or things of that nature. So we do that. And I'll give you one more example. Sex addiction. 30 million people have it in the United States. If a guy has it, you have to figure out what happened. You know, did something happen when he was a child, etc. But he has too much testosterone. So you got to give him foods that don't have the building blocks or contain testosterone, and give him foods that have soy and estrogen in it, which helps negate the testosterone. And that'll make the therapist's job a lot easier. It's a lot harder for the therapist if he has to figure out the problem and fight the physical urges, which they don't have the expertise in.
Well, that is fascinating. Dr. Keith Cantor here with us on the Dave Steering Show. Doc, I have to step away for just a second. I'd like to give, when we come back, I'd like you to give us some suggestions that people may not even consider as options if you're hosting or you're bringing something to watch the big game in regards to food to share. Are you able to do that?
Sure.
Fantastic. We continue our conversation with Dr.
Yeah, I was talking to Dave, and he put me on hold for a second for an advertisement and disconnected. This is Dr. Keith Cantor.
Yeah, thank you for calling back in. I was just redialing you there. All right, well, I got you back online, and should just be another couple minutes here, and then we'll get you out of here by the top of the hour.
Okay.
Hey, thank you so much for calling back in.
Oh, no problem.
Welcome to Radio Sales. This is a tree that blooms $20 bills all year round. It grows up to 20 feet and doesn't require much sun. Over here is the glorious $100 tree. Go ahead, pick a bill. Yeah, right.
And you thought money didn't grow on trees. We have immediate openings in radio sales. Tree care knowledge not required.
No climbing on the trees, please.
Call Roxy, 631-0493, or visit ClassicCountry100.9.com.
Ground Zero, are you ready? Lean into the radio just a little bit. Ground Zero, I really need to express this to you all. It's happening. Finally, the beast is unleashed. We assume we're the good guys because we're good people. We're Americans. We're great natured. We're good natured. But you know what? Be ready. Our government doesn't represent our views. Ground Zero, what's going on now?
Weeknights at 9 on KFQD.
Blue the dog here for propane. Making the rounds with my owner, the propane man, has allowed me to see a lot. I may just be a simple dog. I didn't attend the elite boarding kennels, and you'll never see me on Barking with the Stars. But I do know that propane is the smart fuel that lets millions of Americans live where they want and how they want. It's clean, reliable, and powers modern appliances from tankless water heaters to high-efficiency furnaces. Learn more at ProudlyPropane.com.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful... powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The first ingredient in Swanson chicken broth sounds like this. Whereas the first ingredient in some other broth sounds like this. Water. Great in a glass, not so great in your stuffing. For a dish with rich flavor, start with a broth made with rich golden chicken stock. Start with 100% natural Swanson broth. From soups to sides to stuffing and more, Swanson broth has been trusted for generations. Swanson. Choose natural.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
The Dave Stearns Show continues now.
Welcome to the Dave Stearns Show. Continue our conversation and appreciate Dr. Keith Cantor agreeing to stay with us. Dr. Cantor is the CEO of Nutritional Addiction Eating and Drinking. Fascinating conversation, Doc, and so glad you were able to overcome my fat fingers when I hit the wrong button.
Yeah, I called in again.
Appreciate that. So, ideas. People, and we're bombarded. There are TV and cable channels and live feeds on social media of the cheesy, carby, sugary, whatever, to bring to the game, to bring to the potluck. And the biggest challenge I feel that you have is making headway, saying, look, folks, you can have great food, and great food is also ironically healthy for you. What are some suggestions and ideas folks who are a little bit more concerned than the average American can use coming up for the big game?
Okay, first of all, if you don't mind me giving out my website, I have all the recipes on this. It says Health Super Bowl, and it's in the left-hand corner on top of print web on my website. And my website is...
Share that on the Facebook page, too, by the way.
It's on the Facebook also.
Yep.
www.dr, for doctor, Keith Cantor, KEITHKANTOR.com. And then you go to it, and it's, you know, you'll go to my regular website, go to print/web, and the first thing on the left side is Health Super Bowl, January 2018, it says. And it has an appetizer, it has main meals, ingredients. What I want to do is give them tips that'll help instead of trying to read off recipes to them. Is that okay?
Fantastic. We're going to share that link on the show's Facebook page. So I have to ask, you know, the President of the United States is a proud junk food junkie. If you could give him one bit of nutritional advice, what would you tell him?
You mean for the Super Bowl party or just nutritional advice?
Just in life.
Drink water.
There you go.
Drink 1/2 your body weight in ounces of water per day. So in his case, he'd have to drink a hell of a lot. But
water.
But he'd have to drink a decent amount of water, you know, like three quarts or more a day. And if you do that, that'll help. But let me give your listeners some tips, because I know we don't have much time left. First of all, the Super Bowl party is going to be at night, because the game's at night. So eat before you go, so you're not starving when you go there. Have a healthy lunch.
Like shopping. Dr. Cantor, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much. I am up against it.
Okay, thanks.